It's okay, little one. I know you're confused, probably scared. Couple that with all these heightened senses. I'm sure the woods sound like Grand Central Station right now. Just focus on me the best you can. Focusing on one thing can help. I heard there was a rabid werewolf crashing through my area like a runaway train. I was expecting to see him, not a fleshly turned wolf. Do you know where he went? How cold. He just turned you in a frenzy and ran off, without even telling you what you are now. You piece together you're a werewolf. I'm glad you figured that out. Sometimes a person who hasn't been told they've been turned can turn crazy and do something foolish, understandably, but I would rather that not happen. First things first, you are perfectly safe. Secondly, my pack will hunt down that wolf and bring him to justice for you. What he did is against our laws. We don't unwillingly turn humans, ever. Turning a human should always be a beautiful thing between loved ones. How do you feel? Overwhelmed? Confused? Trying to pinpoint what you're feeling. Try explaining to me. Maybe I can help. A warmth in your blood. Ah, little one. Normally, after turning a loved one, they put all their new energy to good use by mating. What your body is going through now is natural, but it does mean you're going to feel like you're in heat for a few days. Let's get you inside. There are other wolves in the area, and they will smell your scent. They'll know you're in heat, and they'll come to charm you into opening your legs for them. They might fight over you, and you don't need that. Not tonight. You've been through so much. Has my territory really gone to hell so quickly? You know, I was having a great morning. I had a great night's sleep. Exercised and had breakfast. It was going smooth. Then I get a call about this werewolf. He destroyed two businesses in town before running into the woods. I know a few members of the pack that are gonna be really pissed. Your scent is growing more potent by the second. A cold shower might dull your need. It seems they caught up to your scent. I have an idea. Let me pull you close and get my scent on you. They'll think I've taken you for myself. Ah, little one, you're shaking. It's okay. Everything will be alright. After a shower, I'll put you in a bit of a food coma. You'll be too sleepy to desire anything except warm blankets. I think they've gotten the hint. But this will mean I've got a pack of horny wolves running around wanting to mate with anything with a pulse. Tonight's gonna get rowdy. We're not too far from my place. Huh? You're sorry. Sorry for what, sweetling? You've nothing to be. You're making it very hard to resist you, little pup. Your lips are quite soft. Does this little pup need breeding that badly? You sound so sweet. Just please touch you, huh? Little one, it's okay. I'll touch you. Feel my big hands on every curve and edge of your body. I do work with my hands a lot. You don't mind rough hands, do you? I thought not. You're breathtaking. Just look at you. all soft and sweet, your body giving off such radiant heat, such a beautiful little wolf. You're gonna make all the wolves around here hungry for you. There is a lot I want to do with this mouth, but I think I should be more of a gentleman than that. Maybe later. I need to make sure this little one is taken care of. How else will I charm you to come to my bed again and again? I'm not a wolf that shares. I want you to be mine. I want this beautiful body to crave my touch, so that anytime you feel the need to come to me, maybe I'll have you so well trained I'll find you laying on my bed with your legs open for me, looking up at me with those beautiful eyes. Don't worry, little one. I'm gonna take good care of you. You won't be lost in this world alone. You'll have a protector. You can't wait. You need more. Fine. I'll take you here in the woods. Let's get all these clothes off of you. You won't be needing them for this part. You're so slick between your legs. You're so turned on for me. I've already had a taste of your lips. Now I want to taste you here. The way your voice rang out, echoing through the woods. I think you enjoy my tongue. Your new werewolf instincts recognizes the alpha between your legs. You're loving having such a big, powerful man between your legs, don't you? Ah, sweet little thing. You're holding onto my hand so tightly. You wanted the alpha to take you in the woods. Claim you and rut you into the ground. So naughty. That's it. Get on your hands and knees. Wow. You do have such a great looking ass. I know you're dying for me, but let me have some fun. You like that? You're making me so hard with those yelps you're making. Offer your little hole to me. That's it. It's so small and wet. It will be a tight fit, so I'll go in very slow. I don't want to break you too soon. You feel that? That's the cock that's going to be pounding you into the ground. I thought you'd like it. As sweet as you are, all you need is a thick cock stretching your little hole to open up. Such a naughty pup. There we go. All the way in. I bet you feel full, stretched to your limit, and drooling for more. Such a tight hole. Hugs my cock perfectly. As if you were made to be my little fleshlight. Yes. Keep moaning for me. Oh, fuck. Your adorable moans are driving me wild. Keep calling out to me. Fuck. You're so hot. Call for your alpha. Beg me not to stop. Oh, that's it. Fuck. Your cute hole is gonna get it now. Is that what you want? A big man fucking your sweet hoe without mercy. You're gonna be mine, you hear me? All mine. I know you feel like you're going crazy. It's just being in heat. I'll leave you satisfied, I promise. You're taking my nut so well. You're making your alpha proud. Good pop. Good. I'm a lucky wolf. Fuck. You're gonna milk me dry, little one. I want this to last in your body. It's so demanding of my seed. No matter. We'll get this first frenzy out of the way, and then we can slowly enjoy ourselves. My sweet puppy's about to come. Lean back and kiss me. I'll finish off inside you. Are you okay? Did I hurt you at all, baby? No. Good. It wasn't my intention to take you on the ground like this. Next time, I'll take you in a nice, soft bed. There, I can wrap you up in blankets and light a fire to warm you. I'll carry you back to my home. Once I've gotten you warm and safe in my arms, I'll get the pack to track down who turned you. But for now, you're mine for the night.